Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Good night. Look at that calendar. It's December the 7th already. Christmas is only, let me see, gosh, it's only 17 days away. And as I recall, I've got a big stack of mail. Now, let's see. What a weekend it was. Did you get to see Santa Claus visiting in the town of Orange Saturday morning? That was nice. And then, as I recall it, last Friday, that odd little elf finally came out of the woodwork to say hello.
Hello.
Ah, there you are again. Hello, Sparky the Wonder Elf. You sure took me by surprise last week, Sparky, all that invisible jumping around.
If I was invisible, how do you know I was jumping around?
Well, it's because your voice seemed to come from all over the room. Over there by the door, and another time over by the broom closet, and then seemed to be coming from behind the water cooler.
Actually, I'm sort of a ventriloquist.
I'm not really
able to make myself invisible.
Well, Sparky, where did you come from?
Well, I used to work in Santa's workshop at the North Pole.
Mm.
I helped make electrical things.
Electrical things, huh? And that's why they call you Sparky.
Right. It's an old tradition.
Right. Well, around here it's an old tradition to read letters to Santa Claus. So take a seat right over there and let's see what's in the mail. And we've got a few good ones here. Here's a letter from Cassandra Kilby and Larry Kilby. And Cassandra writes, I'm 3 years old, and I've been very good this year. And all I want you to bring me this year is a bike, a big wheel, and all the clothes and toys you can bring. I have a brother. His name is Larry Wayne Kilby II. He's 2 years old. We're from Madison, better yet, Haywood, Virginia. And all he wants is the Hulk, and guns, and bike, and clothes. Now, says Cassandra Kilby, Larry is also a big eater, so stick some food in his stocking. Also, Santa, we're going to be looking for you on December the 24th. Love, Cassandra Davis Kilby and Larry Wayne Kilby II of Haywood, Virginia. Cassandra also says, don't forget Mom and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa. Well, now, he never forgets those. Here's a letter from Joey Andrews. Joey writes, Dear Santa, how are you and Mrs. Santa? Say hello to Rudolph for me. Everybody always wants to be remembered to Rudolph. Of course we'll do that. My name is Joey Andrews. I'm only 4 years old, so my mommy is writing this for me. For Christmas, I would like a sit and spin and a teddy that I can love for good. Thank you, Santa. I love you. Love, Joey Andrews. And let's see here. Here's another one. Says, Dear Santa, my name is T.J. Nicklow, and I am 4 years old. And for Christmas, says T.J., I'd like a Dukes of Hazzard race car set, a matchbox garage, a truck carrier for cars, a blackboard and desk, and anything else you would like to bring me. And I will leave you some milk and cookies on the table. Okay, T.J. Nicklow writing there. And let me see here. Here is another letter, and this one is from Bobby and from David Penton. Bobby and David Penton. Dear Santa Claus, my name is Bobby Penton. I've been a fairly good boy this year. I'm only 3 years old, so my mama is helping me write this letter. I also have a brother who's only 1 year old. So I'm writing for him also. He's been a good boy, too. For Christmas, I'd like for you to bring me a tricycle, a jack-in-the-box, some clothes, and something special for my stocking. And Bobby Penton goes on to say, I would also appreciate anything else you may want to bring me. Now, my brother's name is David Allen Penton, and this is what he would like for you to bring him. David would like for you to bring him some type of toy that you pull. He likes these type of toys. He'd also like to have a tiny tyke bike to ride and a rock and roll horse. And he'd like to have something special for his stocking and some clothes. Now, David and I will leave you some cake and cookies and hot chocolate under the tree for you to eat. Love, Bobby and David Penton. Oh, that's a very nice letter. As a matter of fact, they're all good letters, aren't they, Sparky?
Hey, mm-hmm. Those are good letters.
Yeah, I thought
so,
too.
I like all the pictures and things the children draw on them.
Oh, that's another old tradition, Sparky. And I like them, too. Now, I guess we better get this mail packed up for Sam, the courier elf. You know, he gets around here faster and faster and earlier. Don't forget David's letter. All right, there, and okay, got that all set? Okay, they're all packed up for Sam.
And it's on to Santa Claus.
You're
right. Good night, Mr. Postmaster.
Good night, Sparky. We'll see you again tomorrow night around Santa Claus's post office.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.